Every athlete has great days and tough days. That's part of the journey. What matters most is what you do next. The 24-hour rule helps you celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and then let go so you're not dragging yesterday into tomorrow. In today's episode, I'll teach you a simple post-performance review you can use after every practice or game so you build confidence, stay motivated, and focus on what's ahead, not what's behind. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, y'all. So the intention of this is to help you understand how to reflect on your past performances without getting bogged down and dwelling on them long term. Okay. And so I'm going to introduce you to what I call the 24-hour rule. And what it actually means is that you get a day, right? You get for most performances. Now, there's going to be certain performances. If you were to win the Super Bowl or something like that, like you can dwell on that a little bit longer. That's a major sporting event, okay? But our everyday games, our everyday tournaments, 24 hours is plenty, okay? So what I'm giving you permission, right? And this is important because you do need time to spend in the emotions that you're experiencing. That's important, okay? But you only get 24 hours to feel it, whether that's excitement, disappointment, frustration, pride. Emotions are information, and it's really important for us to know what we're experiencing, what we're feeling after a particular game or tough loss or big win. It is important to experience those emotions, okay? For a lot of reasons. One, it helps us learn, helps us maintain motivation, especially if they were the positive emotions. But after about 24 hours, it doesn't do you that much good, okay? Because it's run its course, right? You've had your time to reflect. And so what we want to move from is switch from just experiencing those emotions to evaluation and then action. Okay. And so the 24-hour rule helps you move from dwelling in the emotions to future-minded action. This matters because if you just stay in the emotion, if you continue to dwell on that particular performance past that 24-hour mark, wins can make athletes overconfident and complacent, right? You're stuck in your highlight reel. Instead of enjoying that, but also understanding where can I learn and grow, right? There's still room, especially for youth athletes. Like you have so much more to learn and grow from. No matter, don't care how elite you are. The pros still have stuff to learn and grow from, okay? If all you do is like, you're riding high on your wins and that's all you can think about, you're missing opportunities for growth and development, okay? Now, losses, if you continue to dwell on them or failure moments, it can create doubt, fear, shame. It can really affect the forward motion of your progress because you're stuck in bad moments. Okay. And again, it's valuable to feel disappointed, to feel frustrated, because that produces motivation to change. But if you start to feel fear and shame, that's not helpful. Those emotions are rarely good. Okay. The 24-hour rule. What we're looking for here is giving you a very specific process that you can engage in to help you learn and grow from every experience that you have, but not to dwell on it and get stuck in either way. Okay. So, whether that looks like a softball pitcher replaying the three batters she walked in her final game of a tournament and can't get off of it, a basketball player celebrating a high-scoring game and forgetting about all the defensive mistakes they made, rocking around school like, what? I'm the it, right? Maybe a swimmer stuck and reliving a bad turn that cost him the podium or something like that. There's a time frame where thinking about those things is helpful, but beyond that point, it's just going to get you stuck, okay? So I want to introduce you to a post-performance process to help you keep it simple, and it's very repeatable and it can be pretty quick. So this is something that, again, you're gonna have to figure out the time frame that makes sense. Not all performances are created equal. Some might require a little bit longer reflection than others. but still keeping it inside that 24 hours. Now, there's five basic areas that you should consider in your post-performance review. Okay. These five areas are important because it looks at the full scope of the performance, not just, the ESPN top 10 plays. Okay. So here's the five areas: your competence builders, your confidence builders, a goal review, your mental game plan, and then your game strategy. Okay. Now, again, all of these are areas you should consider, but after any individual performance, you might spend a little more time in one of those than others, depending on how it went, but these are the domains that you want to really think about. So our competence builders are the things like what didn't go well, what's the areas I still need improving, what didn't work, okay, whether that's skills, decisions, effort, tactics, okay. Again, this is helping you progress and develop your skill set, okay. So you need to focus on the areas of your game that still need some work. Okay, this might be, for instance, a volleyball player thinking about, oh, you know what? My serves were really inconsistent in today's game. I only got half of them in, something along those lines. Okay, confidence builders are your what are you proud of? What went well? And this is important to reflect on again because it gives you the recipe for success. What enables you to continue being successful in the future, right? We want to make sure you can repeat those things. And so that helps you. It also helps you build that internal motivation of I'm making progress, right? There's stuff I did well. I need to keep thinking about that and keep repeating that. So maybe that sounds like a tennis player who said, I got all of my forehands in today where I wanted them to go, or something along those lines, right? The other thing to consider is your goals. What did you set out to do in this particular performance? Now, some sports, this is a little bit easier than others. So let's say you're playing running cross country and there's a hard time you're trying to make 25 minutes or something like that. It's much easier to gauge how you did, right? Where something like soccer, where it's a team sport and maybe you're a defenseman and you can't, it's hard to gauge how well you did because you don't necessarily score goals and all that kind of stuff. So it can be a little bit harder, but really what you're looking for here, let's say as a soccer defender, your goal was to really improve your communication with your fellow defenseman and the goalie. And so you're asking yourself, how did that go today? I just really wanted to make sure I was talking, staying online, keeping whatever it is. How did that go? And so you're just taking some moments to think about what was my one to two main goals that I had for the game today or for practice today? And did I accomplish those goals? If yes, why? If not, why not? Again, not from a judgy perspective, but just from a learning and growth and development process. Okay. Mental game plan is you're focusing on the mental side of the performance, your focus, your attitude, your energy, your confidence, how did you feel under pressure, right? And so you're just asking yourself, what was my mental game plan? How composed was I? Was I able to bounce back from moments that didn't go well for me? Did I stay locked in? Was I aggressive when I needed to be? Was I a good teammate? It's the mental side of the sport and taking an opportunity to reflect on that because that's going to be a big part of your game moving forward. Okay. So this might sound like a basketball player saying, you know what? My energy dipped in that third quarter. I wasn't able to reset after a bad shot and I let that sit with me for about 2 minutes or something like that. Okay. So you're just reflecting on the mental side of the sport. And then, of course, you have game strategy. And game strategy is obviously going to look a little different depending on what sport you play, but you want to think about what tactics did I try to use during my performance? And were they successful? Were they not? If I were to play this team again, would I do that same thing? Did it work for the most part? Now, you also have to remember that the other team is probably doing this process too, and they might adjust themselves, but regardless, it's a starting point, right? So if you know something worked, start there again next time. If you know something didn't work, probably don't start there next time, okay? So again, the goal is to not be critical in the sense of judging yourself and, oh, I can't believe I did that strategy. It's more of, okay, what worked, what didn't? Again, all of this to help you grow and develop. Okay. So those are the five areas of things that you should reflect on after every performance. Your competence, confidence, goals, mental plan, your game strategy, okay? But the reflection piece if all you do is reflect, it's not going to help you moving forward. You have to be able to let it go and move into action. Okay? Reflection is helpful, but rumination isn't. And so we are not trying to inflate your ego. We're not trying to kill your confidence with these reflections. We're trying to keep it objective and purposeful. And so once that emotional experience has run its course, is now you're saying like, okay, I've taken that moment to dwell and to think and to deliberate on what happened. And now I've got to move into the next play, the next practice, the next opportunity. And so what helps you move forward in that 24 hours, once you've done the reflection process, is to create a plan. And a plan is something simple. You're taking the information that you learned in your reflection and you're saying, what will I do differently next time? What's one thing I want to do next time a little bit differently? And what is one thing that I want to keep doing next time? And whether that's next practice or whether that's next game, okay? And what that does is it's turning all of that reflection into something useful. You're moving it forward. You're not just stuck in, well, that happened and that happened and that happened. Okay, it happened. What next? Just sitting there dwelling on it doesn't help you move forward, okay? So what the goal is of this reflection process is taking what you learned and putting it into action. Okay, so think about creating like a phrase or a mantra, right? That helps you, once you've done with the reflection piece, moving forward to move into a plan of action. So whether that's next rep, onward, new day, clean slate, one game at a time, whatever that is, moving forward, right? I've done what I've done. I've taken the time to learn from it. Now let's move on. Okay. So this could look like in a couple of different ways. How this might look like for a golfer, for instance. So let's say you just had a career best round. Taking a moment to like just really celebrate that and have some fun. But after 24 hours and after doing that review, you realize, you know what, my putting routine and can use some improvement for the next tournament. And however, I got my career best round because I was loose and having a good time. So next time, I'm going to try to recreate that loose, having fun, and I'm going to improve my putting routine by doing XYZ. Maybe for a softball player, let's say a softball or baseball player, they struck out 3 times. And in their reflection, they realize, you know what, my timing was off. I didn't, wasn't in a good hitting position by the time the ball got to me. Okay, great. 24 hours later, they're moving on. They're saying, all right, here's my tee drills. I'm going to focus on getting my stride down more quickly, something along those lines. Whatever's relevant. Okay. The goal here is the reflection process is designed to help you get the information you need to move forward. Okay. So that's a simple process, and it's really just thinking about using the information, your emotions as data to help you understand what happened, how am I feeling about it, but then moving to what next. Okay. All right, y'all. So before we dive into our conversation prompts today, I want to kindly ask you that if you are enjoying Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families, I would be very grateful if you could take a moment to either subscribe, follow the podcast, leave a review, or if that feels like a little too much for you, just share this episode with somebody, right, who is somebody in your life you think might benefit from this episode, and it would be greatly appreciated. All right, so quick reminder of our rules. Before we get into this conversation, one, there are no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize distractions as best you can. And always remember that you can listen to each individual question, push pause, and talk about it. Or you can listen to all of the questions and just talk about whatever's relevant for you, whatever floats your boat. Okay? So today's questions are really going to be focused on actually just engaging in the process of the 24-hour rule. All right? So, first question, thinking about your last performance. Whether that's your sport or maybe it's just your day at school or parents at your work day, okay? But I want you to just think about right here, right now, and you're gonna out loud do this with whoever's in the car with you. What went well for you today? What part of your performance are you genuinely proud of? What part of your day did you enable successful things to happen? And how could you repeat that in the future? Second question, the opposite. If you had to pick one thing to improve for next time, again, whether that's sport related or work related or school related, what would it be and why? What's one thing you would do differently next time if that exact same experience were to happen again? Okay. Third question. If you realize that after your 24 hours are up and you're still dwelling on that performance, what is one thing that you want to do, or that you, your family, your coach, your parents, quite, I mean, frankly, this is for parents, but this is for you too, but what's one thing you would do to move forward, to move back into action instead of dwelling on the past? Okay. Talk about that. There might be a game plan. What can you say to each other? How can you remind each other that, hey, I always think of, this is date me a little bit, but Lion King, Rafiki hits Simba over the head. And says, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. That's like my favorite line for this is, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. What did you learn from it? Move on. Okay. So if you want to borrow that at the Rafiki, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. I digress. Anywho, okay. Our final question. How can you make this post-performance review a quick habit for you after games and practices specifically? I mean, you can do it after any kind of performance, so school, that works too, but school, work, whatever. But specifically, let's talk about your sport, games, and practice. How can you make this part of your process? How and where will you record it? Okay. And I want you to think about too, the timeline of this is, it doesn't have to be like, you can literally set a timer. For instance, I'm going to set my timer for 10 minutes and I get 10 minutes in the locker room to just sit here and dwell on it and marinate in the loss or the win or whatever. You can also think about it as like a window of time. For instance, as soon as I get in the car at the end of the game, I have until we get home to think about it. And once we get home, clean slate, no more thinking about the game type of thing. So you can think about it, the how and the where can be like a hard time, or it can be just like a context in which you do it. But the other thing I'd want you to really think about is, how are you going to record, keep track of the things you're learning? Because if you're not keeping that data, you're not, you don't have that information later. And I know you think you're going to remember stuff, but you won't. I know for me, during my softball career, shoot, when I was playing travel ball, I played over 100 games a year. And there's no way you were going to remember the lessons you learned in game three when you're already at game 100. Like that, it's just not realistic. Your brain doesn't function that way. Most brains don't. So think about, where are you going to record the information? How are you going to record it? Are you going to do like a notebook? Are you going to use your phone notes? Are you going to like voice memo record things? I don't care how you do it, but it's got to be something that you can come back to. So that, let's say you played, in my softball example, playing 100 games, let's say you played a team often at the beginning of the season, and now it's towards the end of the year and you're meeting them up with them in a really important tournament. Like, I want to be able to go back to, okay, what happened the last time we played them? Let me go back through my notes. All right. California Cruisers. Okay, that's, they did this, they did that, I did this, I did that. Having that data available to you is really important. All right. So think about that. What way are you going to keep track of those, the things that you're learning in your reflection? All right, y'all, remember to keep those conversations rolling, and let's make those car rides count. Thank you so much for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you found this episode helpful, again, please share it. It would be greatly appreciated. But most importantly, if you are looking for more tips, mindset shifts, conversation starters that help you or your athlete be more confident, calm, and clutch, please consider subscribing to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if there is something that you would like me to address on this podcast, if there's a topic I haven't covered, you know, we've been going for about a year now, there's something you'd like to learn about I haven't addressed yet, please let me know. There is a link in the show notes. Just message me directly through that. Or you can also find me on social media, on Facebook and Instagram at V Alston Coaching. And you're more than welcome to DM me and share your ideas with me. I'd love to hear them. All right, y'all. I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you have a wonderful conversation. I will see you next week.